Proverbs 3, 13 and 14 says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." Then verse 14 says, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." You don't have to answer out loud. Matter of fact, don't. Anybody know what merchandise is? I didn't. I had to look it up. I'm assuming this wisdom and this understanding in verse 13 is the Bible. Wisdom and from God. And then for the merchandise of it, merchandise is not houses and lands. It said right in the dictionary, it's not houses and lands. It said it's not horses. It's, Brother Garth, it's the daily provisions. Let me ask, you've been reading the Bible every day?
Thank you about that.
Let's read it again. "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it, the daily provision of it, is better than the daily provision of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." There's a Bible reader's banquet coming up, and everybody who reads their Bible through this year can come free. Free is still better than cheap, is what Sister Trista said. Senior dinner Tuesday at high noon. And Brother Butch, would you pray for us, please? That's the goal today, is make heaven a little more real, get a little glimpse of heaven. I've never been there, but I'm planning on going. We can call it home. I hope we can. Genesis 1 is where we're at. We've been trying to get started for a good while now. 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." That was the creator. He's the creator. He became the carpenter. The creator carpenter. But we underestimate him many times and look at him as maybe just a carpenter. But he was the creator. It was the creator died on the cross for the creator, for the creature, for the created. And but so many times I underestimate him. But he was 100% God and 100% man. He wasn't 50-50.
Right.
He was all God and he was all man. Verse 2, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." And we learned that water is a picture of the Word, and the Spirit of God is on His Bible. You want to fill it up with the Spirit, get filled up with the Bible. Get filled up with the Word of God. God will never do anything contrary to His Bible, to His Word. Then verse 3, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light." The sun, the S-U-N, there's billions of stars, but the most valuable thing in the sky to us is the sun. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. The most valuable thing on the earth to the sun is His bride, the church, Lighthouse Baptist Church. And then verse 5, "And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." And also then He gave us a lamp, a portable light to carry around with us, so a lot more work could get done that way. And eternal light. Then verse 6, Genesis 1:6, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so, and God called the firmament heaven. Capital H, heaven. Big H, heaven. And nouns are person, place, or thing, and then a proper noun gets a capital letter in front of it. This is the proper place. I'm getting ready to move from Nowlin to heaven. I'm getting ready to change zip codes. I hope you are too. I don't get too excited about it. We're just going to heaven. Capital H, heaven. It's a real place is what I'm telling you. Just as real as Summersville is. Just as real as Birch River is. Just as real as Heiko is. It's a real place. It's capitalized. We're moving. We're moving out and we're moving over. It's on your handout. Let's look at the a few of these verses. You've got the Heavenly Father, the Heavenly Home, and then the Heavenly Citizens. Let's look at the Father there a little bit. We won't read all these verses. That's why I printed them out. There's some homework on there. We're going to skip around. But let's look right in the beginning. Deuteronomy 26:15 says, "Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven." Right off the bat, we see it's a lot different than now. Right off the bat, it's a lot different than Summersville or Heiko or Nicholas County. It's holy. It's holy. It's going to take some getting used to. I've been adjusting for about 50 years now to being saved. I wasn't used to it. I'm still getting used to it. We're going to make some more adjustments now to our new home. It's holy. It's holy. There won't even be Mayberry. There'll be no cancer, no hospitals. It's holy. It's holy. From heaven, and bless thy people Israel, the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And I know those symbolize stuff, but I just see abundance. There's no want. There's no standing in line. Everybody doesn't like milk. I love it. I love it. Everybody doesn't like honey. I love it. But let me just say, if you don't like it, there's going to be something there for you, and there's going to be lots of it. It's going to be abundant. We're talking about heaven, capital H, heaven. 1 Kings there says, "And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant, of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place." It's where God lives. That's where He dwells. And He can hear us. And then the best part is when thou hearest, forgive. Yeah. See, the sweetest words I ever heard was, "I forgive." Yeah. Quartet, Brother Gene used to, they used to sing that over at Mount Lookout. Sister Cheryl's daddy used to sing it in the quartet. Chronicles. Then the priests and the Levites arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to His holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. We're going to heaven, folks. We're a heavenly people. Israel's the earthly people. I know it's been talking about that, but their inheritance is here. They're going to heaven too, the ones in the church. Job 22:12. Is not God in the height of heaven? It's high. He's big. He's big and it's high. Behold the height of the stars, how high they are. Isaiah, let's skip down there to Isaiah 66:1. Thus saith the Lord, the big Lord, the capital Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. I come this morning to tell you He's big. Right now He's where we're at. He lives in your heart. But one day we're going to move over there and live where He's at. We're going to heaven, folks. Don't get too excited. We're going to heaven. Nehemiah 9:6, down on the bottom there, about the Heavenly Father. Thus, even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven. He made heaven. He made the... Now, we already talked about the first heaven where the birds fly, the second heaven where the sun, moon, and stars are, and the third heaven way up high where He lives. He made them all. He's bigger than all of them added together. That's the God we're talking about, the one that made heaven. The heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the heaven and all things that are therein, the seas and all that are therein, thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. The host, that's a big number. That's all of us added together. That's the angels. That's the 24 elders. That's all of us. Some time ago, Charles E. Fuller had the radio Bible Hour announced that he would be speaking the following Sunday on heaven. During that week, an old man that was very ill wrote the following letter. He said, "Next Sunday you're going to talk about heaven. I'm interested in that land because I've held a clear title to a bit of property there for over 50 years. I did not buy it. It was given to me without money, without price. But the donor, capital D donor, purchased it for me at a tremendous sacrifice. I'm not holding it for speculation since the title's not transferable. It's not a vacant lot. For more than half a century, I've been sending materials out, of which the greatest capital A architect and capital B builder of the universe has been building a home for me, which will never need to be remodeled nor repaired because it will suit me perfectly individually and will never grow old. Termites can never undermine its foundation, for they rest on the big R rock of big A ages. Fire cannot destroy it. Floods cannot wash it away. No locks or bolts will ever be placed upon its doors, for no vicious person can ever enter that land where my dwelling stands, now almost completed and almost ready for me to enter in and abide in peace eternally without fear of being rejected. There's a valley of a deep shadow between the place where I live in California and that to which I shall journey in a very short time. I cannot reach my home in that capital C city of capital G gold without passing through this dark valley of shadows. But I'm not afraid, because the best big F friend I ever had went through the same valley long ago and drove away all its gloom. He has stuck by me through thick and thin since we first became acquainted 55 years ago. I hold his promise in printed form, never to forsake me or to leave me alone. He will be with me as I walk through the valley of the shadows, and I shall not lose my way when he is with me. I hope to hear your sermon on heaven next Sunday from my home in Los Angeles, California, but I have no assurance that I shall be able to do so. My ticket to heaven has no date marked for the journey, no return coupon, no permit for baggage. Yes, I am all ready to go, and I may not be here while you're talking next Sunday evening, but I shall meet you there someday. Someday. Heaven. We got a lot of reasons to go. Matthew, we're not going to look all these up. Matthew 6:9 says our Father's there. I'm anxious. Hebrews 9 says our Savior's there. John 14 says our home's there. Luke 10 says our name is there. Colossians 3 says our life is there. Matthew 6 says our heart is there. 1 Peter said our inheritance is there. And Philippians said our citizenship is there. It's a heavenly Father. The heavenly Father. Now let's look at that heavenly home a little bit on your handout. Matthew 6:20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. Sound to me like it's safe. Will be a safe place. John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. You can get in today. If that's not your home, you can get in today. You can get prepared today. Acts 7:55. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus.
Yeah.
That's who's going to be there. 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know. Do you know it this morning?
Yeah.
For we know, K-N-O-W, if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That's what we're looking forward to. We're going to heaven, folks. Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Few fun facts to know and tell here about heaven. The attraction of it. In the twilight of the summer evening, a pastor called at a residence of one of his parishioners and found seated in the doorway a little boy with both his hands extended up, holding a line. What are you doing? The preacher asked him. He said, I'm flying a kite. He said, I can't see it. He said, I can't either, but I can feel the tug.
Yeah.
You feel the tug this morning? You want to go up? You want to go up? How about the fitness score? The preacher, he was riding beside the stagecoach. And that stagecoach driver, he just kept cussing and swarping and everything was wrong. The preacher said, I can't imagine what you're going to do in heaven. There won't be no horses to cuss, no stage coaches to cuss, no saddles to cuss, no dives to hang out in. I don't know what you're going to do. Years later, after the preacher, he got called to see a dying man, and he told him that he was saved through his rebuke of, I cannot think what you'll do in heaven. Heaven, Mr. Mead, an aged Christian, When asked how he did, answered, he said, I'm going home as fast as I can. And every honest man ought to be doing the day's work, when the day's work is over, doing the same thing, going home as fast as he can. Heaven, why do you not go home? Why are we like the silly child that when his father sends him forth and tells him to hurry home? Now, I've seen this over and over. I got 10 grandkids living at my house right now, and I've seen this. I've seen this over and over. How come when you tell them to hurry on over there home, they stop and see every flower in the field? They stop at every sign and read the fine print. They stop and talk to every companion on the way, and everything hinders him from getting to the Father. How come we do that? So it is with us, for the most part. Every trifle, every profit, every bubble, every matter of pleasure, every delight is enough to divert and turn Brother Rick aside from his thoughts of death, home, heaven, from God, and it's taken up and we lose ourselves. I know not where. Brother Dom prayed for me this morning that I'd get over myself. That I'd get over myself. That'd be a real good thing. One should go to sleep at night as homesick passengers do, saying, perhaps in the morning we shall see the shore. To us who are Christians, it is not a solemn but a delightful thought that perhaps nothing but the eye prevents us from beholding the gate which is open just before us. Nothing but the dull ear prevents us from hearing the ringing of those bells of joy which welcome us home to the heaven. To heaven. To heaven. The nearer the death, the better. The nearer to death, the better. The worship there shall be all praise. We can go ahead and start anytime. No prayers shall be there. There'll be no sense of want. All is praise, all is manifestation, all is light, all His praise, all His triumph, all His praise, all His blessedness and enjoyment. Whatever the feeling, praise, eternal praise is the expression of it. And breathing the whisper of adoring love. Praise. Praise to God. When Ben's master died, they told Ben he'd gone to heaven. Ben shook his head. I'm afraid the master not going to heaven. They said, "Why, Ben?" He said, "Well, when he gets ready to go to town, or when he gets ready to go up north, he talks about it for a long time first, and then he prepares." He said he never talked about it, and he never prepared. A poor man told Roland Hill the way to heaven was easy and simple, only three steps. He said, number one, out of self, like Brother Don prayed for me this morning. Number two, in Christ. And number three, into glory. There'll be three things that will surprise us when we get to heaven. One, to find many there that we did not expect to find there. Another, to find some not there whom we had expected. And then perhaps the greatest wonder will be to find ourselves there. Well, let's look at that heavenly citizens there. Luke 10:20 says, "Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." It's a pretty good deal we got in on. Pretty good deal. I'm like a bum that found a soup line. Luke 22:30, "That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." See, I read that we might be busier than we've ever been. We're not going to be sitting around on a cloud. We're going to be busy. We're going to be serving. We're going to be singing. We're going to be shouting like we was just reading there a while ago. Philippians, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Peter 1:4, "To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." And then Revelation. Well, let's look at 1 Thessalonians. I didn't get it on the paper. We usually just read this at funerals. But they struck me anew this week, trying to get ready. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. It'll be 13 through 18, Brother Jeremy. It's up there? Well, I might need to turn around because my pages are sticking together again. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren." Any brethren in here? "Concerning them which are asleep that went before us, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe..." How about believers? Any believers in here? Believe what, Brother Rick? "Well, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." This is not Brother Rick. This is God saying, "By the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we..." The ones in this room, the ones that say amen, that said you was a believer, "with them we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." If the singers want to get ready, start getting ready, we'll do some singing here a minute. Look, He's coming back. He's coming back and we're going to be like Him. He passed through walls and then He ate some fish and honey and bread. We're going to eat. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to be like Him. We're not going to be like He was. We're going to be like He is. Like He is right now. He's coming back. It was true. It was true about His birth, about His childhood. The miracles are true. He really did die. He didn't swoon. He really was buried. He really did raise from the dead. And we shall see Him as He is, not as He was. He's coming back. He's coming back. And we'll be like Him. Man went to the moon, but he won't be able to go to the sun. He's not trying to get to the sun. But you can get there. You cannot approach the sun until you get your new body. But we're going to heaven. We're going to be like Him. He's coming back. We're going to be like Him. We're going to look for Him. We're going to long for Him. We're going to live for Him. And we're not going to hurt Him. I know you've heard this before. The little girl had a chance to disobey. And she wouldn't do it. And her classmates started making fun of her. Said, "Are you afraid your daddy will hurt you?" She said, "No, I'm afraid I'll hurt my daddy." We're going to where He's at. We're going to heaven. And they're going to tell us about it.